Welcome everyone to a truly special edition of our podcast series. We're calling this one Transforming Pain into Purpose. Today, we're going to take a deep dive into how trauma, something that many individuals carry with them, impacts both poverty and our mental health systems. It may seem like a heavy topic, but I assure you it's incredibly important and transformative.
Wow, that's such a powerful introduction. When you say trauma, like how does it connect with poverty? It's kind of mind-boggling.
That's a fantastic point. Think of trauma as something that attaches itself to us like a shadow, impacting not just our mental state but also our socioeconomic status. Imagine carrying a heavy backpack filled with stones. Each stone represents an experience. If you're hauling that weight around without realizing it, moving forward can feel nearly impossible.
I can't even picture how heavy that would feel. So, what kind of stones are we talking about? Like, what do they actually represent?
Great question. Those stones could represent various kinds of traumatic events, anything from childhood abuse to bullying, or even larger systemic issues like racial or economic discrimination. Picture a child growing up in a tough neighborhood. Every negative experience adds another stone. By the time they reach adulthood, they could be completely weighed down, struggling to break free from poverty.
That's such a revelation. I mean, I get how it connects, but how exactly do those experiences lead to poverty? Is it more direct or kind of abstract?
Wonderful. It's actually a mix of both. Trauma heavily influences mental health, and poor mental health can affect one's ability to pursue education or secure stable jobs. Consider it a domino effect. For instance, if someone suffers from PTSD after a traumatic event, they may struggle with focus or motivation. This can lead to jobs slipping away, landing them in financial instability.
Wow, that's so intense, like a chain reaction indeed. Have you seen any real-life examples of this? Maybe people turning their pain into something inspiring?
Absolutely. One of the most moving stories I've encountered is that of a woman named Angela. She faced considerable hardships during her childhood. Her family struggled with homelessness, and she endured bullying in school. Fast forward a couple of decades, instead of succumbing to her past, she founded a non-profit to mentor kids from similar backgrounds. She transformed her trauma into a force for empowerment.
That's incredible. It's like a phoenix rising from the ashes. But what do you reckon makes some people turn their pain into purpose, while others get, you know, stuck?
That's at the core of this discussion. Resilience is significant here. It's like a muscle. It can be strengthened through supportive relationships, therapy, or community involvement. There's a concept called post-traumatic growth. It's as if individuals sift through their own stones to discover gold.
I absolutely love that image of sifting through. But do you think everyone has that potential? What if someone just feels utterly overwhelmed and can't spot the gold?
That's a valid concern, and the answer is multifaceted. Not everyone will find that strength alone. Some individuals may require assistance in navigating their trauma. The good news is that community can be remarkably healing. For example, peer support groups, where people divulge their stories, can yield massive benefits. It's like crafting a collective safety net, wouldn't you agree?
Oh, now I see. You're saying it's like a collective effort, like a team sport where everyone supports each other. But what are some tools that people can use to transform their experiences into something positive?
Definitely. One immensely powerful tool is storytelling. When individuals share their experiences, they aren't just expressing themselves, they're forging vital connections with others. Writing, art, or even public speaking can create pathways for healing. It's akin to transforming pain into fuel.
Wow, fuel, that's such a striking image. I bet there are countless creative ways to channel that fuel, but what if someone doesn't feel ready to share their story? What happens then?
This is where personal reflection becomes crucial. Journaling can be a brilliant starting point, allowing individuals to process their emotions privately before feeling prepared to share. And we mustn't underestimate meditation and mindfulness. These practices help ground you, providing clarity on your experiences.
Right, like a mental reset. This discussion is extraordinary, so full of insight. But what about larger systemic change? How do we tackle the societal issues that contribute to these traumas?
Excellent question. Systemic change is absolutely crucial. It requires collective action, think advocacy work, policy reforms, and community outreach. Envision a city standing firm. When advocates band together to amplify historically silenced voices, that's when genuine change can occur. Much like the might of a united team.
Ooh, I get it. It's like this massive wave of energy, right? I love how you're intertwining all these ideas together. It's truly inspiring. So in this podcast, what can our listeners take away today?
If there's one crucial takeaway, it's this. Each person's experience holds the potential for immense beauty and strength. It's about embracing vulnerability and acknowledging that none of us are alone. By turning inward and confronting our own trauma, we can become catalysts for change within our communities.
Oh, I just adore that. Thank you for this enlightening conversation. It opens up so many avenues to explore.
Absolutely. Let's continue to explore together and remember this. Each of us is capable of transforming pain into purpose.
Yes, I can't wait.